I told you yesterday about the process of attaining Krishna Prem. Adau Shadda Tata Sadhu Sangha Atha Bhajan Kriya Tato Anatha Nibriti Nishtha Ruchi Asakti Bhav. In very brief, I told all these things. So, now, we should try to follow the process. And also, I have told so many things about process. Especially, I have told so many times and explained so many times Upadeshamritam, nectar of instruction. So many times. Also, last year something I told. Everywhere I tell. So, I want to give here some idea of Manasiksha. Really, I wanted to, from beginning, I wanted to do this here. But a long process was told. And without this, no to do. So I told so many things. And now you should try to fix your goal of life. What you want really? Gone falling by the bhakti. Shramanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Devana, Archanam, Bandhanam, all these things. And read Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavatam, all the books of Swamiji, my books, especially the books of Rup Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatan Goswami. Oh, devils, help so much that I think that if you are really and sincerity, you are reading all these things. Oh, a creed must come to follow Tushar Radha Krishna Kanya. For those devotees, it is very essential to know and to follow all these things. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, so much he received instruction from direct Mahaprabhu. And after that, he received so much from Sarup Damodar. And after that, he received so much Rupa and Sanatan, like their Siksha Guru, his Siksha Guru. So, what he has in his heart, how quickly anyone can follow and can receive that bhav, that rati, he has prescribed, he has explained here. You should know also that bhav is not any worldly thing or excupulation of mind. What it is? It is Shuddha Sattva, Vishesh Atma, Prema Sarjansu Samya Bhav, Ruchvi Chittam Masadya Kridosav Bhav. Here, Shuddha Sattva Vishesh Atma. What is this? You know? You should speak about very briefly. You should try to hear carefully. Very high class of subject. You can stand up, no harm, by side, here, go. Shuddha Sattva, then Shuddha Sattva, Vishesha.
The devotee who is actually sadhak, he is practicing devotional service, has as his aim and objective bhav. What is done to attain bhav? This is called sadhan. So, we should know our aim and objective. What is this bhav or rati? So, this has been described very elaborately by Srila Rupa Goswami Pad in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma Prema Suryangsu Samyabak Ruchibir Chitamasrinya Kridaso Bhava Uchate. What is called Bhav? Bhav means Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma. When the disciple, following the order of his Gurudev, his heart has become neat and clean. By the mercy of his Gurudev, Shuddha Sattva will come here. This is the essence of Sandini Shakti. And on the basis of this, the Bhakti Shakti itself, which is the essence of Samvit Shakti, the cognizance or knowledge potency, and Ananda Ladini Shakti, the pleasure potency, together, this is called Visheshatma, it will descend from the heart of a Nitya Parika, the eternal associates of Radha and Krishna in Braj, like Lalita Vishaka and Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari. It will descend through Guru Parampara, through the hearts of our Guru Parampara, through our Gurudev, and enter into our heart like a ray of prem. Prem has been considered to be like the sun. And when one ray of the sunlight of prem descends, this manifestation of the transcendental internal potency of the devotees of Krishna, it comes through Guru Parampara into the heart, then this is called bhav. When this bhav enters the heart, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad has said, Ruchibi Chitamasrinya, the heart begins to melt and the devotee becomes overwhelmed by different types of ruchi. He has Bhagavat Prapta Abhilas, a very intense desire to attain Krishna. And he has Anukula Abhilas, a very intense desire to render a particular type of special service to Radha and Krishna, which would be so pleasing to them. And also Sohard Abhilas. He will want to be a member of the Srimati Radhika and Lalita's Gan in their group serving them. So this is called Bhav, and it is the aim and object of the sadhak doing sadhan. He is doing his sadhan and always hankering for this, and acting in such a way that by the mercy of the eternal associates of Krishna, his Guru Parampara and his Gurudev and Vaishnavas, that this should come into his heart.
Om Gyan Tamarandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshuran Meditam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurubai Namaha. So Prem Priyojan Prabhu spoke really nicely. What is this bhav? So bhav means, so before we do the stage of bhav, we have to know what is sadhan. Sadhan is that activities performed by the mind, body and words to attain the stage of bhav. Kriti sadhyat bhavet sadhya bhavasa sadhanabhya nityasiddhasya bhavasa riddhi prakritam sadhyata. So that now we are performing kriti sadhya, but most of us are not even performing kriti sadhya. We are performing an abhas of sadhan. So sadhan means, so rati or bhav, going through the eight stages described by Vishwanath Chakrabarti in Madhurya Kadambini, adalshada tathat sadhusangtana natrivriti nishta ruchi ashakti, and when ashakti becomes very, very thick, then we enter the stage of bhav. And when that bhav matures, then we enter the stage of prem. So prem has been described like the sun. And the first ray of that sun, when it enters the heart of the sadhak, that is called bhav. So that bhav is descending from the Nitya Parikas of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that is entering the hearts when we make our hearts tadatmik with Sri Gurudev, with Vaishnav. Then their potency, their service mood enters our heart at the stage of bhav. So this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving in his, when he is discussing with Sri Ramananda Roy, that he has said, Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhava Tamati Kriyatam Yadikuto Pi Labhite. Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma Premasur Yangsa Samjadak. That bhav is described like the first ray of prem, the first awakening of prem in the heart, that is called bhav. And it's described like the first ray. So it's established in the sun dini potency of Lord Balaram. So Lord Baladev or Gurudev, he gives us a platform, and that's the sun dini potency. Then the bhakti shakti coming from the hearts of the padakas of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that enters our hearts, and that is the essence of samvit and ladini potency. So when these three are mixing in the heart, and the very first awakening, that is called bhav.
So as Prem Prayojan Prabhu has very eloquently spoken, he's explained that Bhav is a ray of the sunshine of Prem. Also, it's explained that it's Prem Ankura. It's a sprout of Prem. So he's also quoted Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma, that first the sadhak who is performing sadhan, as Prabhu has mentioned, Kriti Sajya Bhavet Sajya Bhavasa Sadhana Bidha, Nitya Siddhasya Bhavasya Vidayam Prakat Sajyata, that when he's practicing sadhana under guidance of Sadhu Guru, then he will go through the stages, and coming to the stage of asakti, then first a platform will be created. So this is Shuddha Sattva. One will come to the Vishuddha Sattva stage or the Vasudeva state. The predominating deity of the Sandini Shakti is Lord Balaram or Lord Nityananda. So then he will create a platform in the heart of the sadhak. And once that platform is there, then the essence of the Ladini Shakti and the Sambit Shakti, means the pleasure potency and the knowledge potency, that will, a ray of these two will enter into the heart. And then one will be, then Rati will come. This is Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma. Then, from this point, the sadhak, it will be revealed what is one's shurup. One will achieve at this point shurup siddhi. And then will manifest anubhav, different emotional ecstasies of the shurup will become manifest.
Also know that whole thing is of where there is nothing in soul, our soul. Something is here also. All are there. Sambit, Sandhini, Ladini, partly. In Jeev constituents. Everything are, but partly. But when they will both mixed, then Shuddha Sat will be here. Like, you see, that, what example? What? Like when constellation, water will come in banana tree and it will produce camphor. When that same raindrop will come on the hoof of any snake, it will like jewel. And when it will come on the head of an elephant, then, and when it will come in the hoof of any cow, Gorochana. So many things. If the root cause is that water, then how differentiate so many? So there are must something in also, in them, receptance. So, we see that same Vishuddha Sattva Visheshtatma comes from the heart of the associates of Krishna, to whom we follow. But not all like same. So many differences are. Why? Because in our constituents, constitution, we have separate something, potency. And so when that potency will come here, it will produce like that thing, which is here. No? So if that water comes in any Quaster. And then it becomes pearl. But not in cow hooves or snakes here. So different. So in different souls, it will produce some different kind of Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma, not like same. So there is something in us also. So here it is, he is telling that if we want to have that thing, Shuddha Sattva, from them, and to gradually develop these things, then you will have to follow Shuddha. So he is so polite and humble that he is not instructing any other person. His own mind. If our mind is not obeying us and he is not doing bhajan, we should take a broom and we should what do? Wait always. That you should serve Krishna. So he is like this, beating his mind, instructing his mind, oh my brother mind, I am giving my head on your lotus feet and praying Dhrita Padaha with both hands. I'm having your lotus feet and requesting you to follow my words. What? Gurau Goshthe Goshtha Laishu Sujane Bhusurgane Swamantre Sri Namni Nava Bhajanavajva Dandasarane Sada Dambham Hitva Kuru Ratim Apurvam Atitaram Aye Swanta Bhrata Chatubhi Jache Hitapada. Very carefully you should hear that a storm should come in our heart and we should try to do it daily. Sadadambham hitva, oh my mind, keep up all kinds of bodily and false egos. I am so much learned, there is giving up all kinds of worldly false ego, especially four. I have come from a very high aristocratic family. Aristocratic family. I am so beautiful, whether male or female. I am so beautiful. Thirdly, oh, I am so learned. I am senior to all, so learned. I know all epics, everything I know. And the false ego of wealth. For our enemy. So give up. There are so many others. We should try to give up all kinds of false ego. I am a Vaishnava. I am a Vaishnavi. High class of this is also like a false effort. We should give up. If really bhakti is coming in heart, he will think that I am nevertheless. Like Sanatana Goswami, Purusere Kit Haite Muhise Labhishta. Like Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, like Jiva Goswami, like others. Like Srimati Radhika, Na Prema Gandhosti Mei Darapi Haro. I am not as even a smell of prem, Srimati Radhika herself telling. So if there is bhakti, naturally, oh, this will come. All false ego will go. In bhakti, only these false egos are always like so much, badha, obstacles. And by these, we make so many offenses. So from just now, we should try to give up all kinds of false ego. Especially, if you are so much learned, then what will be? You will think that I am superior than all. And especially if you are wealthy, then you can bring control of so many literate persons also, learned person. And he will be bound to serve him. If the wealthy person is black, teeth coming here and there, very ugly, but with his wealth, he will control all beautiful ladies also, beautiful male also, wealthy learned persons also, he will control all. So this is most bad. And if all are with this, oh then very hard to do bhajan. It is told by Narada Rishi. So you should give up all kinds of dambam. Kuru ratim apurvam atitaram. You should have a rati, bhav, rati. That kind that we have just now explained, that rati. Very high class of rati. To whom? Guru. Guru. Here, like guru and shiksha guru, both. We should try to have rati, such kind of transcendental rati here. Not kapatata. Hupakrishi, dupakrishi. If really anyone has no guru, his all things, devotion, are in vain. Like zero. Like zero. So, when you will worship Krishna or Mahaprabhu, then it is written that you should worship your Gurudev. Then when you, to whom you are worshipping? First Gurudev should be worshipped. So, to whom he will? If you are telling that, oh, Jagat Guru Krishna, I am worshipping him, oh, he will not accept. Never. It has been told that in a pond there is a lotus flower. If pond is full of water and sun is shining, then lotus will be what? Blossom. But if there is no water and sun is rising, what will be? It will burn the lotus. All the activities of Shruti, Puran, Adin, Chasast, okay? Shruti, Puran, Smriti, Shruti, Smriti, Puran, Adi, Pancharatringam, Vidivinam, Hari Bhakti Reva, Utpatai Reva Kevalam. What is the meaning? You know? What? Smriti, Puran, Pancharatra, Pancharatring, Bidding Vina, then what it is?
You'll create a disturbance.
What? Oh, so many things. So that Ekantik Bhakti is not Ekantik Bhakti. So first, he had told Guru. What is the name of who was he? Advaitacharya Prabhu. And Shiksha Guru? Oh, first Haridas Thakur. And then Nityananda Prabhu. And then Sarup Damodar. Raya Ramana. And after that, Rupa Goswami. So, he is telling that, oh mind, with Rati you should serve them. Otherwise, you will be zero. Your bhakti will be zero. And always utpatai reva kevalam. Means? Disturbance will come. Huh? How to serve Guru? Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति शपदान्तिकम्. We should start Gurudev. In what mood? How I can please him? How can I? This must be done. Like bosom friend. And then a power will come from Krishna or Guru himself. Baldev Prabhu will come. And then you can satisfy your Guru. So, both Guru, Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru. Sometimes, Diksha Guru becomes Shiksha Guru also. And sometimes, like Raghunath Das Goswami, his Diksha Guru was Jadunanda Nacharya. But more superior was Harisdas Thakur. And more superior, Rupa Goswami. And more superior, Sarupnam. And more, Mahaprabhu himself. So we should try to realize all these things and have so much rati on them. Really, if you are not doing, you cannot advance. Hopeless. So he is requesting his mind. He is doing himself, but he is giving instruction to all those who want to have this thing. So, we should, sometimes it may be that Shiksha Guru may be more superior than Diksha Guru. And sometimes Diksha Guru may be superior. But they are in same category. Same category. Sometimes it may be that anyone can be Madhyam and anyone can be Uttam, any can be Kanishtha, no heart. No heart. If my Gurudev, Diksha Guru is in Madhyam Adhikar and my Shiksha Guru is in Uttam Adhikar, take permission, pray to your Gurudev. And he will easily allow you to go. And if he is not allowing, give up him, because he is not Vaishnava. Understand? Give up at once, because he is not allowed to go to any Vaishnava, Shiksha Guru. But, he may be Madhyam Adhikari or Uttam Adhikari. Oh, he will be very humble. And easily he will tell. Like, Shyamananda Prabhu, Narottam Thakur and others Guru, they instructed that you should go to Jiva Goswami. And he never made disciple, but he was Shiksha Guru and he was so superior than all others.
Why then sometimes when disciples are very new, Guru tells them only to listen from Gurudev, not to go anywhere else?
Oh, for fear. Quite new one, and nowadays, not in ancient times. Nowadays, they think that he will go to that person. So now they are fearing. But actually, who are very high class of devotees, they will never tell like this. They will tell that, you should go to this person, that person. Because he has no selfishness. He don't want the money or wealth or reputation from any disciple. So there is not this. Ghoste. First Guru, then Ghosta. What is Ghosta? Ghostha. Gop, Gopi, Stha. Cows and calves. Related to Krishna all their time. What is this? Nandagaon, Barsana, Radhakund, Vrindavan. These are ghosts. Where Krishna lives with so many associates there, especially cows, cow's calf, goat, mother goat, beloved's goat, or so many friends goat, gopi, like this. That is called ghost. Have rati to that. always try to be there and pray. That is not a earth only, lifeless, transcendental. All the dust of this, that place, or like Krishna, Baldev Prabhu himself had become that dham. So, you should have so much arati in the lotus feet of Goshtha. And Goshtha Alayesu. Goshtha Alayesu means those who are living in that Goshtha. Nanda Baba, Yashoda Maiya, the brother of Nanda Baba, the sisters of Yashoda Maiya, all the mother gopis, all the vadhu who are coming from different parts and they are married to Nandagaon. The children, all gopis, all cows, lakhs and lakhs. How much cows? How many? Only it has been told, but there are prarabha, unlimited. So many calves, all are goshthalis. Jatkinchit trin gulmaki katamukham, goste samastang hitat, sarvanand mukunda daitang lila anukulam. Shastra rev muhur muhur nishtang kitang jancha, brahma adera pishashpihan tato sarvam mayaidam. In ghost, even what to tell cows and peacocks and kakku and gop and gopi. Even scorpions, even snakes, they are transcendental. And they are very favorable to Krishna pastime. Sometimes they so much help. How? Once Srimati Radhika has unlimited man. Krishna tried her to be pacified. Or he took the help of his float. Or his words. He kept his murli, bansi, and his head on the feet of Srimati Radhika, but not today pacified. And he was now returning to his place. And when he started to go, at once there was a snake. He came out from any... Pushes, he came, and he did, hissing. And he stand up on so much like this, doing this. And seeing Srimati Radhika become very feared. And he at once forget. And he running away, he came in the lap of Krishna. And thus Krishna was satisfied. This, it has helped in Vilas. So all like this. All which are in Goshtha, Raghunath Das Goswami telling that you should have rati in them. If you are Madhuras, anyone, then Dasaras is enemy of Madhuras. But even they can help. So, we should try all there. We should try to have rati in them. So, Nand Baba, Yashoda, Sridham, Subal, all the cows, whether she is Dhavali, Kavali, Kalindi, or Chitra, like this. And so many cows. All are very dear to Krishna. He will take their and he will pacify them. He will do like this. Sometimes, or like talking with them. So we should have rati. Sujane. What is the meaning of sujane? All the Vaishnava of all sampradaya are sujan. Even in Vrindavan, you can see Ram Sampradaya. They follow Ram and they worship Ram. No harm. Because Krishna and Ram is same tattva. There is some difference in rasa. But actually, same tattva. So if they are chanting and remembering, and they have no quarrel with, against with our sampradaya, really they are Vaishnava. They should be regarded. So have rati to them, not thinking that he is of another. You should not mix intimate, but you can respect. So rati, so transcendental rati will be with them. Why they have been told Sujan? Sujan means good person. Why they have been told? Because they are serving Ram. They are serving Nrisimha. They are serving Krishna in Swakiya mood, no harm. There are so many in Vrindavan, Nimbark Sampradaya and others. So we shouldn't quarrel with them. And Bhushur. Bhushur means the Brahmins living in Varnashram Dharma. They are Kanishtha Bhagavat. And we should think Madhyam Adhikari, them, Sujan. And Bhushurgan, Kanishtha Adhikari. It has been told, Vipram Kritagasamapi Naivadruhiyatamamaka Gnantu Bahushapantam Va Namaskuru Nityasah. If really he is Brahman, knowing all these things, he knows Brahma, and worshipping any or many, no harm. But he knows something. He has no attachment worldly. Then, if he is Brahman, you should pay your respect. If he is cursing, even, if he is chastising, abusing even, tolerate all these things. And try to respect them. Otherwise, you will be like cracklers. What I told yesterday or day before yesterday. For Nirga Maharaj. Lizard. Then you will have to be lizard. Not, but they are sadhak here. They may be Mahabhagavat, but we should not mix them so much. They may, in Vrindavan, actually, Madhyam Adhikari, very rare. Mahabhagavat, very rare. It has been told Sujan, Madhyam Adhikari, Raghunath Das Goswami is telling, of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Even a Vaishnava, pure Vaishnava, is chastising you, insulting you, even beating you. Don't be angry. Don't abuse, or don't beat, or don't do anything. Be very humble. Like Maharaj with Durvasa, Ambarish, like this. If you want bhakti, then you will have to. Swamantre. Swamantre means what gurus have given mantra. That mantra. Or from Brahma Gayatri up to Mahamantra, all mantras. Those who have given. Swamantre, Kama Gayatri, Gopal Mantra, Guru Mantra, Guru Gayatri, Gaur Mantra, Gaur Gayatri, all. So, with very honor, deep or a strong faith, daily you should try to do. remember almost. What Guru has told, in what process, actually I do it, I have told all, so you should follow all these things. Otherwise, no fruit. So if you are neglecting the chanting and remembering of mantra, nothing will be. So you should try to do it daily. Oh, one kirtan should be done. Go. You know? That kirtan. Bolo Hari Hari. You remember. But give up. First line. Bolo Hari Hari. Like this. Bolo Hari Hari Mukundamu. Sri Mantra told. Don't forget to do. Forget any day. There should be no gap. With whole attention. With meaning. And who is the deity in that mantra? And what is the relation with that deity to me? And then prapatti to that deity. And then saranagati and then atmanivedana. With five angs. You should try to do it. Then sprout may come, otherwise no sprout. This is the process. Knowing the mantra, if you are chanting Brahma Gayatri, oh, you should know the meaning. Who is the dominatory deity? Who is the deity? And what is the relation? And you should know that his supreme personality of Godhead, and he can support and nourish and save us. So take ashray, and then shelter, and then saranagati. Six kinds of saranagati. And then atmanivedan. Everything mine. By whole wealth, reputation, by all qualities, my heart, my soul, my this body, my senses, oh, it all belongs to you. Truly, in true sense, not like duplicity. Oh, by word I am giving to you, but lock and key will be with me. Not like this. It will not do. Truly it should be given. And then, Mahamantra. Hymns of Radha and Krishna, conjugal. Hare Radhika, Krishna himself. Hare Radhika and Ram Radharam. He is Ram. When you offer anything like that, I am offering to my beloved. When anything, fanning, chamaring, doing any service, when chanting, oh my beloved, like this. They have all kinds of power. In a moment they can, these names, any of them, oh, can make lights and lights worlds, and again they can demolish them. There are all kinds of opulence, all kinds of power. So you should have a belief in that. If you are taking shelter in them, why fearing? Who will support me? How will solve these problems coming? If Krishna is there, he can do everything, he knows everything, then why fearing? So any Vaishnava should not fear if they haven't taken shelter. So there are so many names. Jagannath, Jagatpata, Paramatma, Brahma, they are secondary names. Secondary power is there. Prominent names. Ram, Narayan, Krishna, so many. In prominent names, two kinds of names. With opulence and with madhurya. In them, or the names which have some madhurya, they are more prominent. Like Govinda, Radha Gopinath, Radha Madan Mohan, Gopikanta, Radha Kant, all these names are more powerful. So you should chant, remembering all these things. If there is no taste in that, then pray. What? Nam namakari baudha nija sarva shakti tatrar pita mrita smaranena kala etadrishi kautripa bhagaman mamapi durdaivam idrisham mihajanna. Oh, you are so merciful. But even I know it. But I have no taste in it. Weep for this, lament for this. Then name will come. And dance your... If Krishna is not dancing himself, then this name is not pure. It may be Namabhas or Namaparad. For especially us, Namaparad always. Very rare Namabhas. And after that, when Namabhas going on, then it may be that Krishna will come and himself he will dance on. Then no sleepness, nothing. Always dancing on your, also in your heart also. Then, Sriya Braja Dhruva Danda Sharane, in the last, O Maiman, O Ananya Bhav Se Radha Krishna Jugal Kishore Ke Charno Ka Ashray Grahan Karne Ko Shan Kahte. I am taking your, what? Shelter. Oh, one-pointed being. Radha Krishna conjugal. One-pointed. Not here, there. There is some difference. In Dwarkadhish, who goes to Dwarka, he is not Brijendanandan Shyamsundar. He is something different. So Jagannath Baldev Subhadra are not same as Brijendanandan. It depends on the on the category of bhakta. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu seeing Jagannath, but he never saw round eyes, no hand, no thing, not. All these he was saying, what? Brajendanandan Shyamsundar. But when he used to come in senses, then he used to see like, oh, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. But always immersed. So he always used to see. Not Jagannath, but Brijendananda. When he came first, oh, he ran after. Oh, Brijendananda, oh, Brijendananda. Very far. My heart is breaking. And he ran after. And he fell down. Fall down. So always Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sometimes, very rare, he used to see Jagannath Baldev. Krishna never leaves Vrindavan, always with gopis in Braja. Those who go who is a manifestation of Krishna. His prakash vaibhav, not himself. So you should know all these things. So he is telling Bhaktivinoda Thakur especially, Radhikar Dasi Jadi Hoy Abhiman Shigra Milaye Tabe Gopinuka. If you have this pride, transcendental pride, this, that I am Dasi of Radhika, then nothing to do. Krishna will himself come and he will tell that what you want, I am giving you. At once he will be controlled. So we should think that, oh, Krishna should know that I am going to be the dasi of Srimati Radhika. Try to give up all Asanga Siddharita, Arup Siddha Bhakti. Never. For maintenance, you should not destroy your bhakti. Krishna will maintain you. Krishna is so powerful. So, try to give up all duplicity, hypocrisy and all these things. And be Shuddha, pure. And he's telling, Atitaram, oh, very soon, don't delay, otherwise what? You may die. At once from today, you should follow all this. Don't delay, otherwise tomorrow you may die. And this chance will go away. Don't see that, oh, Krishna is so merciful, he will have mercy and then I will do. I should be very happy, oh, nothing to, comfortably you should do. What you are doing now, oh, don't do. Otherwise it will delay. When you will be strong, or inspiration will come more. And Krishna mercy will come more. And if you are like, oh, bhakti will come, I should go on what I am doing, then never you will come. So, utsahat, nishchayat, dharyat, tattat, karma, pravart, like this. Then Krishna mercy will come more. There are so many things I will explain tomorrow. Now,
can you explain what the ask is? You said there are five limbs on the Diksha Mantra.
What?
What is the explanation? Whether it's the five limbs in Diksha?
I told just now.
Yeah.
Nyas, when if a mantra is done one time even, it gives some effect. But we should chant 10 times or 108 times. This is Nyas.